Good morning, Council and Mr. President. We have three items before you this morning under the Engineering Department. The first one up is the change order to the pump station 210 on Route 1. And we have some good news here. We have the opportunity to do some solid value engineering. We eliminated some of the items which were actually identified as bid items that were not needed, such as the vibration monitoring. And we were able to add some items which were want items, just like the upgrade to the generator housing from a standard steel to an aluminum housing, which makes obviously much more long-term. The best one is we were able to eliminate a line stop sequence, which is very expensive on a 24-inch pipe. That saved $17,000. So the end result is for these proposed changes to move forward is a net deduction of $8,411.26. So we seek your concurrence in proceeding with these items and wrap them into that particular change order number one.
You have a motion?
Yes, we do. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant Whitman Record that the change order number one for Sussex County contract 15-07 pump station number 210 improvements with Kuhn Construction Company be approved, which decreases the current contract by $8,411.26 for a new contract total of $4,499,295,288.74.
To make sure what you read was $4,995,288.74.
Correct.
Okay. Pleasure, Council.
Let's move pocket change.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, based on our recommendations of our engineering department and consultants, I'll vote yes.
Darlette?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vote yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Motion
President. Carried. The next item up is the advertisement and bid of the telescopic handler. That particular piece of equipment was identified in the budget process. We have a budget price for it. And we have advertised the project and taken the public bids. Now, I'd like to maybe refresh your memory that earlier this year, in conjunction with our council, we developed two standard bid packages, one when we buy equipment, one when we buy services, and one when we buy bulk items such as caustic soda, which comes up next. So this one here, we filled in the standard bid spec and advertised for this piece of equipment and contacted the various vendors, and we're very pleased that we got three prices back, as you see in the attached bid summary. And the low bid, which was significantly lower than our estimate. As a matter of fact, it was 18% lower than our estimate, which we had previously obtained by looking through the state contract work and see. So we did better than we could have done on state contract, and we did that better than our budget. So we're ready to recommend the award of the telescopic handler. And just in case you wonder what it is, this is like a lift type a self-propelled piece of equipment which allows you to make elevated repairs, especially on spray irrigation equipment and or elevated pipe sections and or areas like when we make repairs in the maintenance garage, etc.
You have a motion?
Have a motion? Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that bid alternate 3 for contract 17-06 telescopic handler be awarded to Iron Source LLC of Georgetown, Delaware in the amount of $119,300 even.
Pleasure, Council.
It's good news. I'll introduce that.
Motion, Steve, or second, Mr. Cole. Questions on a motion?
I got a question. Well, I look down here, I see Alban Cat. That is actually a manufacturer, right, of a piece of equipment. What were the others? I mean, I'm sure they're selling us an Alban Cat vehicle or somewhere.
No, we had the specification would allow you to submit other equal units, but this particular one is.
Okay, what did we end up getting with Iron Source? What was the brand? Is there a brand name of the piece of equipment?
I would be telling you not the truth if I said I knew. I would have to check it again.
Okay. No, I'm just concerned sometimes, if it's like cars, sometimes a Cadillac is better than a touch and
touch. No, it met all the requirements we spelled out.
Okay.
Of the bid specifications.
And we don't go to Kelly's Blue Book and get reviews and see if
they're offering
out there in the marketplace likes it because it's it's this or that or whatever. Sometimes you got to take that into consideration, mm-hmm. I would think.
As a matter of fact, the staff did evaluate the proposal.
Okay.
Brian Marvel and I did that, and he recommended that we proceed with the equipment chosen.
Yeah, okay.
More questions to the council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.
Next one is for the bulk delivery of caustic soda. This particular one, we were right now buying the caustic soda on a month-to-month, order-to-order basis, and we decided to put this particular chemical on the same footing with the other chemicals we buy in bulk, such as lime and chlorine. And we advertised for a one-year contract with a one-year renewal period, so the price is good for 2 years, which is a very good step forward. And we received two bids, and the lowest bid, which is the recommended award, is for $2.839 per gallon. And that particular one came from Coin Chemical, and we would recommend that we go with the low bidder.
Have a motion?
A motion for that. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project 17-05 bulk delivery of caustic soda be awarded to George S. Coin Chemical Company, Inc. of Croydon, Pennsylvania at the bid amount of $2.839 per gallon. $2.839.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions?
I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
Was the problem before item of where to store it, or why did we buy it in such little batches before?
He doesn't know. He wasn't here.
No.
I'm sorry. I
do know. I do know.
When you say yes. Something.
And then the reason for that, there is a good reason why we changed it, because you see, for procurement reasons, we bought it in small quantities. And really on a case-by-case basis, mm-hmm. as needed, we would order just to fill back up.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, we never had a long-term contract, mm-hmm. and we really never had a renewal for a full year. So I think it made sense to protect ourselves long-term.
Sure.
Even so, strangely enough, it is, you may understand, if you buy it on a case-by-case basis, the last order we had was actually a few cents less than our two-year price.
Yeah.
But it makes a lot more sense to have a fixed price for a long period of time.
I'm wondering, really, if mm-hmm. there's any problem with the storage of the material.
No, we do not have a problem with the storage.
So there's no danger
no,
there?
No,
there's no environmental hazard?
We use it quite often?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we use it. We have a large storage tank. We can take a large bulk delivery.
Good.
Yes.
That's great.
More questions to council? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We get motion carried.
Thank you,
sir.
Mr. President.
Mr. Ashman. Sweet Meadow Lane expansion of the Sussex County United Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Johnson's Corner area.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I'm here requesting permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sewer District to include parcel into Johnson's Corner area. The district expansion was requested by the property owner of 53311-27.07, Shelley Wright. The property owner has submitted her letter requesting annexation along with appropriate funds. And the owner has been provided a list of approved contractors to install a lateral for this parcel, and they are preparing to order a new home and would like to connect to county sewer versus putting in a septic system. The expansion will consist of 5.00 acres, more or less, and will be responsible for system connection charges of $57.75 based on current rates. Any questions?
You're posting it. No, it's a good idea.
Just for posting, yep.
Keep right on.
All right. Have a proposed motion. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Sweet Meadow Lane expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Johnson's Corner area, to include parcel 533, 11.00-27.04, as presented October 4th, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
Make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Dever.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions?
My only question is, I remember some time ago, we were told how expensive it is to do one piece at a time, but who is actually the payment of all the connections and whatnot? The county is not bearing.
No, they will pay for the lateral installation to their property.
Okay, that's
the
great.
Property owner will.
That's great
that.
News.
Yes. Any more questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Do I stay here for the
old business? High Tide Church expansion of Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District.
Mr. President, I would point out that Mr. Arlette has vacated the room again because
he belongs to that church.
That he does.
Yep. Thank you.
Do you want me to give an update, or you want to give an update?
You can do the update.
Whichever one you want to.
This was an expansion of the Dagsboro-Frankfort area of the Unified Sewer District that we brought forth last week. There was a presentation of a petition from local landowners who were included in the boundary. We went back through, looked at that petition from those property owners, and we were directed to contact those that were affected by the lateral being installed. The problem is when we get a week, we don't really have phone numbers for most of these people, so we had trouble tracking down a couple of them. But from what we're seeing and hearing from the people that were on the petition that we were able to talk to, two of them definitely do not want to be included in the boundary. They prefer not to have a lateral connection. They prefer not to have anything. And they seem to think that the neighbors also who signed the petition have the same opinion. Some of those parcels that were on the petition were not going to be getting a lateral at that point in time anyhow, so they were not going to be able to connect. So the option could be that you either include the boundary as presented last week, or we can exclude the four properties that had requested by the petition to be excluded from the boundary.
Well, if we adopt it as proposed last week, aren't we then put them in the district?
You would be putting them in the district, yes.
And they want to be out of the district.
Correct.
And we can still run the contiguous line that doesn't affect this.
We can still run the contiguous line without the four parcels on the petition that would be affected. I have another map if you would like me to pop that up.
So is there a reason why we would not want to do that?
If they don't want
to be in the district.
If they don't want to be in the district, I mean,
it doesn't stop a district from continuing on.
It does not stop the district. If you look at the map up here, you'll see these four parcels in white.
Right.
Will be the ones that we actually are taking out of our boundary. And we can do that by just amending what we have as far as the resolution, I believe.
Sure.
So this would be our recommended new boundary.
Correct.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Ashman?
Well, I know that we've told folks how expensive it might be if they want to hook up later.
Yes.
And they've all been told that correctly.
Though we could contact two of them, the ones that were here, and another one, we could not contact the other two. Mm-hmm.
It's not such a big line that you can't hook into it in a practical sense later on.
They will be able to hook into it. It will be more expensive than it would have been if the lateral was there.
Sure.
But
okay. Well,
as a matter of fact, Ms. Staver, it would be identical to what you just saw before for the Johnson's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to come back individually, mm-hmm. make the request, and pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
would be
correct.
That's good.
Yeah, that leads up to a question. The expansion of a sewer district like this, what do we charge? What is the application fee for this, to make this, for this expansion? What did we charge, the county charge for this expansion? I know the last one where you showed us that one individual 5-acre parcel was what, $500 or something? Is that what they charge for?
Yeah, it's based on acreage. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head. There's a $500 fee.
to do this, to start this process?
To start the process, to start the annexation.
Okay, what do we charge for this one?
This one's probably, it's based on the acreage of each one, where we had to request from Allen, High Tide, and PGS. And I'm guessing, based on the looks of the size of their properties, they're probably $1,500 annexation fees.
Total?
Total.
Each.
No, each.
Each, okay. So each of them, okay. And then the individual property owners were also?
Those were not charged.
They were just brought in?
They were brought in order to maintain the contiguous boundary.
No, my only concern, I was just getting concerned that we don't charge enough, because you've gone through a lot of expense, the county has, the engineering department, to do this for this many people. And I want to make sure that we're compensated so that the tax base isn't subsidizing the sewer expansion for these people, so.
No, the ratepayers are not subsidizing the expansion process.
Okay.
But you see, like, these properties here, Councilman?
Yeah.
These properties don't, we propose to include them in the extension request.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they would not be paying an extension request fee.
Okay.
Because we were the ones.
Is there any worry about that, Mr. Moore, that we charge some, we don't charge others when we do this?
No, because as indicated, it was the people who requested the expansion are the ones paying, the ones that were recommended by staff or not.
Correct.
Okay.
So when this particular parcel here were to come back 2 years from now, and you see it's a fairly sizable acreage, mm-hmm. they would have to pay the fee. And make the connection and pay the input.
Right, okay. I was wanting to make sure that this wasn't just one application. We charged $500 for all that.
No.
As opposed to what we just did with the individual 5 acres. Okay.
Correct. It's a larger amount for the larger parcels, and where we had three people
and
requested.
The highlighted properties there did pay an application fee.
Correct.
Based on some kind of.
It's based on acreage.
Acreage, whatever the formula is. Okay.
Question to council.
Do we have a motion?
Take a vote.
Yes.
Is it Deaver?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Resolution.
Did you have the resolution, the motion?
We have a resolution.
We have a resolution. Yes. You're right. I'm sorry. I get ahead of myself.
Okay, this is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include the properties situated on the west side of State Route 113 and north and south of County Road 26, 9-foot road. The parcels are located in the Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware, as amended to exclude parcels 233-10.00-74.00, 74.01, 74.02, and 74.03.
All right, I'll introduce that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
I make that motion.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Question on the motion? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next is going to be the old business proposed.